going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Just F It podcast. I'm Angelo, I'm your host, and this whole Just F It movement is totally about life optimization through faith, family, fitness, and freedom. We want to redefine what greatness means for the individuals listening and for the individuals that we are interviewing on this show. So I'm excited you're here. Let's get right into it. What is up? What is up? Happy Friday, y'all. So, first off, what do you guys think of that intro? Pretty clean, huh? So this is actually the first podcast that I'll be recording in our new home. Thank God we finally finished with the moving and the renovations and all this other craziness that's been going on. But this will be the official first podcast episode number, 95, I think, right? So, and I think it's funny that now that we're coming up on 100 episodes, we're about to be, you know, we're about to have this podcast for 2 years now. And I think it's funny when people still ask me the meaning of F It, right? Obviously, it's on the show and it's on the cover page. It stands for Faith, Family, Fitness, and Freedom. And then, you know, F It. But there's still a lot of people that are like, well, it sounds like the curse word. Is that, I mean, they're like, do you know, are you aware, are you aware that your podcast, the name of your podcast sounds like a commonly used cuss word? And I just kind of, I grin every time I hear that, because yes, for everyone that's been supporting these last 2 years. First off, I want to say thank you so much for continuing to share and support. I mean, even if you're not even, I know there's a ton of you not sharing, and that's okay. The fact that you're still tuning in every week, that's huge. That means so much to me that you guys are so, that you guys believe in what we're putting out there, right? And it takes time. I mean, I'm sure some of you are like, oh my God, it's already 2 years. And I feel the same way. I can't believe it's already been 2 years because time is going by so quickly. But to go back to my point, there's still a lot of new listeners. We actually grew, I think the stats said we grew 200% in the UK in 2020. So all my UK folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for helping us grow. I'm sure you guys are also trying to figure out what the hell I'm talking about right now. So let me get right to it. The whole Just F It, right, came from, it's a double meaning. One, obviously faith, family, fitness, and freedom, hence F It. And it, two, it sounds just like what you think it is. F It, AKA cover your ears, y'all. Fuck it, right? And that whole story, I've gone over it a few times for everyone who's, for all our new listeners, I'll tell it to you one more time. So I used to be a police officer and in California, and my very first call, like literally the next day after getting out of the academy, I was just meeting my FTO, my field training officer. He was like the senior police officer that was basically my trainer, right? I got to follow him around. And now, like, it's real, right? We're not in the academy anymore. We're not training anymore. The bad guys are real. The bullets are real. Everything is straight up now, right? So my FTO and I are barely getting to know each other. Again, I just got out of the academy less than 24 hours ago. As we're just kind of exchanging words and still getting to know each other, this call on the radio comes out that there was a guy with a gun in a grocery store. And lo and behold, my FTO and I were literally around the corner. And I'm like, holy crap, like I still got my paperwork with me. I got to get sorted out and all that stuff. And I'm barely getting to know this guy, but we got to go, you know, get in the squad car, code 3, light sirens, all the way to this, you know, like it's like not even a 5 minute drive. So this is my first call. We get there. There's screaming people around. Just like, I was like, dude, in my mind pulling up, I'm like, holy crap, this is real. This is like, you know, this is not training anymore. Like, this is a real life scenario. The bad guys are real. We get there. There's a bunch of screaming people. I step out of the car. My partner, he was the one driving. He steps out of the car. And mind you, I'm still trying to process everything. I mean, we just went freaking code 3, driving all over the place just to get to here. And I'm like, holy crap, this is crazy, right? I'm still feeling like I'm in an action movie. So he gets out of the car, I get out of the car, a bunch of screaming people, and time starts to slow down a little bit at this point where I'm like, whoa. And I'm trying to soak everything in. And as I'm kind of coming back into reality and getting my head into the situation, my partner and I look at each other, and we're the first ones on scene. There's nobody else there. We look at each other, and he kind of just smirks. He's all cool, calm, collected. Like, it's no big thing. He's like, I've done this thousands of times, right? And I'm over here like wide eye, like, what's gonna happen? Like, let's do this, right? And then we look at each other, and it was just like, I don't know, it was like perfect timing. But we both kind of just understood, and we both looked at each other. We're like, yeah, fuck it. We got to go in there and get it done. We literally looked at each other and had that, just like, yeah, fuck it. That we had that moment. And it was crazy. And it's a funny story when I look back at it. It's exciting. It's, you know, all this craziness. I mean, there's that very, very first call as I was, as I just became a like full-fledged like police officer was nuts. Like, it was like whole SWAT team, helicopters, like crazy, crazy. It turned out to be some crazy situation. I'll get into that another time. But that's where I developed the whole just F it mindset. When there's people screaming, when there's fear, when there's confusion, when there's angst, when there's anxiety, sometimes all you got to do is just say, just F it and go forward. All you gotta, you stop thinking about what could happen. What if this, what if that? Just fuck it and just keep going. And that's what we did. He was cool, calm, collected. And I was here excited, nervous, all this like crazy excited energy. And there was also fear. But I remember looking at him and seeing how cool he was gave me a sense of calm too. And when we both looked at each other and we both knew like, hey, this is what we trained for. This is what we're getting paid for. All these people running and screaming and stuff. We can't let that affect the mission ahead of us. What that mission was this is the call. We got to go there, find out what the heck is going on. Every call is like that, right? They can say XYZ is happening and you can get there. And it's like, that's not even the case. This case, obviously, is different because that was the case. But it's always, you got to get there and just figure it out, right? You take the information and the data, all the other surroundings with a grain of salt. And until you get there into the scene, you just have full awareness. You just fall into the training that you've been putting into all those years, and for me, months, right? And that was a just F it moment for me. When I can look straight into fear and run towards it, not away from it. Now, yes, I said there was fear. I'm not going to sit here and tell you guys I was brave that whole time. There's a lot of things that happened in my career where I'm like, man, I don't know how the heck we're going to make it out of this. There's a lot of times where I had, you know, a lot of my law enforcement, military folks will get this. I had that pucker up moment. And I'm not going to explain that. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, go ask somebody, right? I had that pucker up moment, but I knew there was a mission that still needed to be completed, and I knew that I couldn't let that fear, that doubt, that anxiety control my actions moving forward. And that's really what this whole podcast is about, right? And then, you know, I got injured, you got taken out of law enforcement, and my way of rebuilding my life was to simplify. I had all these things going on, and I really needed to simplify it. And what I simplified, the four most important things in my life, were my faith, my family, my fitness, and my freedom. That's how the effort idea, the whole effort mindset, this whole effort movement was created from this idea of attacking fear. And then at the same time, rebuilding yourself around faith, family, fitness, and freedom. And I'll never forget that moment. That moment where I had that hesitation, that fear. But you know what? That training kicked in. And all of a sudden, all that had to be put aside. All the emotions had to be taken out of the equation so I can perform the job I had been training 6 months at the academy for, literally just the day before, right? So let me ask you this. When was your just F it moment? Maybe you were an entrepreneur and then you had, you know, you had this business idea and the first year didn't go so well. The second year didn't go so well. The third, fourth, and fifth year didn't go so well. And then maybe you were on the brink of quitting. Maybe you had your just F it moment. You're like, you know what? Burn the boats. We're just going to take over this island. You know what? There's the bad guys are real. The bullets are real. There's people screaming. I'm scared. I'm new. I didn't have enough training. I'm barely getting all these reasons that are telling you no, but you figure out a way to go forward. You figure out the reason to say yes. You attack that fear head on. Then in the midst of that fear, you just say, just fuck it. And just go forward. Regardless of the emotion that's going through your mind. Or your body, I should say. When was your just F it moment? Because I believe that life, that greatness, that these great memories, are right behind that line of fear. You know, there's a reason why that my very first police call was so memorable. It wasn't just so I could tell a good story. It wasn't just so I could compare and like brag to my friends like, hey, what was your very first call? Mine was a crazy ass thing with a SWAT team, helicopters, all this crazy stuff was going on. And I was there, you know, I was part of it. I just think about like, I think about that same, I'm going to digress here, but that same night when the shift was over, I was exhausted because the city I worked in was busy, right? So at the end, we still had to write all these reports. And then so the buddies that I went to, or a few of them that I went to the academy with, and we were on the same shift. At the end of the shift, we saw each other in the locker room and they're like, hey, what was your first call? And then, you know, they're kind of telling me, oh, you know, we got a call for, I think someone broke into a car or something like that. And, you know, they had to take a report. I don't know. I don't remember. It was something not too crazy. And then he's like, what was yours? I literally like paused and I kind of sparked, you know, I'm like, well, wait till I tell you my first call. Right. That's kind of funny when I think back at those good times. But anyways, when was your just F it moment? When was your, if you could look back into these moments of greatness, and as I was saying earlier before I got off track, these moments of when you attack fear head on is when you create the best memories later on. I think I just had such a powerful emotional charge that it engraved it into my memory. That event, there was just so many emotions going on. And because there was such a high and low and peaks of emotions, my body just remembered that. It just was ingrained into my long-term memory. Even when I repeat that story, I still get the chills. I still remember the images, certain videos and images that kind of like in my mind that I just took mental pictures of. And now I'm able to tell that story and tell the lesson that I got from it. And ever since then, especially when I had to kind of get out of my anxiety, depression, all that kind of stuff, rebuild myself, rebuild this identity once again, I really just had to let go of the emotions, look at what I had in front of me, and just say, F it. I got to keep going. I got to attack this head on. And ever since I've gotten into that habit of attacking my fears head on, my life has drastically changed. I'm not going to be here and bragging about how good my life is, but I will say that I am blessed to live in the home we live in, to be able to do the things we do, travel to the places we've been, create the memories we've created for myself, my family, my wife and I, and this baby that's going to come out in the next few months. A lot of that comes from attacking my fear. Not being afraid of what others think. Not being afraid of the quote-unquote success rate. Everyone else fails at this, but you, I don't know, right? Not being afraid. Or actually, I take that back. Being afraid and taking action anyway. I think that has been one of the most life-changing things for me, whether it's on a personal level or a business level, was looking at what is it that I'm afraid of? Because I believe that's an indicator of where I should be going. I was afraid to public speak. I was afraid to tell my story. I was afraid to do all these things. But you know what? After I did all those things, after I gave, you know, a keynote speech, after I started sharing more of my story on this podcast, on social media, I started getting into these bigger networks of people. After I did all that, my life started to grow. It started to change in the way I actually wanted it to. Because now I'm not being controlled by fear. I'm actually choosing the life I want. And again, there's levels to this, right? So that maybe that first level is just getting over your fear and going forward anyway. So that's kind of level one. Level two would be when you start to choose what life you want, where now you can build based off of the choices you make, not based off what other people are telling you or giving you. And for me, I chose to build my life around faith, family, fitness, and freedom. Faith, obviously, you guys know I'm a believer. I've talked about it. I'm very open about it. But faith isn't always, when I'm saying faith, I'm not trying to push religion down anybody's throats. I understand that God will speak to you, whether you call it the universe or whatever. God will speak to you in your own way. That's up to him and you, right? I'm just a messenger. So when I say faith, I also mean something, believing in being part of something greater than yourself, right? One of our human needs is love and connection. We all want to be loved, and we all want to love, and we all want to be loved, and we all want to be part of something greater than ourselves. So that's where the whole faith piece comes in. Family, I'm very, very family oriented. You know, growing up, we didn't have a whole lot. You know, we grew up on food stamps and all this kind of stuff. And I'm not here to make that a sob story, but you know what? Because of all that, my family and I became so tight. And you know what? That family title is continuing to expand. I'm not just talking about blood anymore. There's certain people in my life where I'm like, yeah, I consider them family. I trust them to the high level, to that point where I'm like, yeah, this person, that's family. And like I said earlier, we all want to love and we all want to be loved. So the relationships we form around ourselves are very important. It doesn't have to be blood to be your family. So we covered faith, family, fitness. Plain and simple, you got to take care of your body. Your body, like, that's the vehicle, right? So I've always been this fitness person. Even when I was at the PD, I was known as, like, the fitness guy or whatever. Now, that was a title that was given to me. It's not like I asked for it. It's not that, like, I wanted it. But it was just kind of given to me because that's what I did. Now, for fitness, my whole theory is, like, I want to be able to do, like, physically, I want to be able to do what I want to do, whatever I want to do for as long as I want to do it, right? It's not just about burning fat or building muscle, but actually having a functioning body, because this is your vehicle to take me through the journey of life. You got to make sure your car is set before you try to take that long drive cross country. You got to make sure the oil's changed, the tires are good, all these things are, the fluids and everything's checked. That's how I look at fitness. It is a daily discipline. At this point, my fitness isn't even about trying to put on muscle or burning fat, right? It's actually more of, it's more therapeutic. Like, if I don't work out in the morning, if I don't get a sweat in the morning, I am not a happy camper. Like, it's, I would say scientifically proven, but I just do not, I just get in my head. Like, just, it's just bad momentum. So fitness, disciplining my body to discipline my mind and create that forward momentum each and every day, building the positive habits, that's huge. And then freedom. Last piece of that is freedom. Could be financial freedom. That's what a lot of people think first is financial freedom. I want to make more money. I want to have choices. I want to have options. Yes, it's a component of it, but realistically, freedom from what? What do you need to break free from? Maybe it's a negative mindset. Maybe it's poor self-image. Maybe it's a lack of self-value. Who knows? But what does freedom mean to you? What do you need to break free from in order to have that thing that you want on the other side of freedom? So faith, family, fitness, and freedom. First level, right? Get out of fear. Run towards fear. Don't let it conquer you. And then the second level is when you start to build your life. So let me ask you, when was your just F it moment? Maybe, I don't know how, but maybe you've been coasting through life this whole time. Very few of you, but maybe it's possible. I'm not going to say it's not. It will happen. It's going to happen. At one point in life, you're going to get kicked in the balls by life. And that may lead to your next just F it moment. That is what this whole podcast is about. Sharing the insights, the experiences, the wisdom, the stories that I've been through, as well as the highly, highly successful people we've interviewed in the past, and we will be interviewing more in the future. I just kind of been on this roll of like so much in my heart, and I want to share it to you guys, right? Because we only do this podcast once a week. Definitely, you know, thinking about doing it more in the future. But you know, we're setting it up to what fits my lifestyle, and I'm super unapologetic about it, and I love it, right? I feel more free now than I did 6-8 months ago. I'm actually living and crafting the life I want. So that is what this whole Just F It movement is about. This whole Just F It podcast is about. And wow, we're going on 22, 23 minutes now. All right. I hope somewhere in there, I know I shared a lot of different stories. Somewhere in there, you got some insight that you can take today. Because all you need is one. Maybe you had 2, 3, 4, whatever insight. I would love if you guys had multiple insights. That's great. I'm thankful you've had one. But cherish each one. Too often we learn something and we're like, oh, that's really good. And then we just put it in our pocket and, oh, you know, I'll get to it later. Choose one. Apply it. And until you get it and you understand it, then move on to the next one. Don't just go through, you know, I got all these insights and not do anything with it. Pick one and do something with it. Maybe you need to start at that first level and think about what you're afraid of or what fear is holding you back from. Maybe that's what you need to attack next. Maybe you want to share more of your story and grow your brand on social media, but you're afraid to show that vulnerable side of you. Trust me, I've been there. Maybe that'll be another episode we'll talk about in the future, but I've been there, and I want to urge you to share your story, because you know what? And this is stuff that I realized on my own, okay? This is not like something I read in a book, and now I'm just like trying to tell it back to you guys. This is stuff I've learned over time. Someone out there needs to hear your story, because you know what? They're going through the same thing. For a long time, I thought I was on a lonely island. I was the only one going through, you know, my sorrows and everything, and nobody understood me. But I was wrong. Because when I started sharing my story and I started sharing my pains and my hurts, so many people are reaching out to me on Instagram, social media and stuff, telling me how much that helped them. When in turn, I was really just doing it for me. To get it off my chest. But you just don't know who's going to listen, who's going to watch. So I encourage you to continue to share your story, to continue to go towards that fear and conquer it. Because after you, because on the other side of that fear is freedom. I appreciate y'all. Have a great Friday. I'll see you guys next week.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much for checking out the show. I hope you guys got some tangible tips and some key takeaways from today's episode. And if you haven't already, please go ahead, check us out on Apple iTunes and leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star rating if you feel it fit, and then leave us a review as well. It helps us rank up so that more people can see this content and change more lives. Because that's what we're here for, right? That's what we're all about, giving it forward, paying it forward. And if you haven't already, let's connect on social media. Go ahead, you can follow me on Instagram. It's at Angelo Lilock, AngeloLiloc. Let's connect on there. And I just want to hear more feedback from you guys. Maybe some of you will be a great fit for the show. Who knows? But I would love to hear your feedback. So go ahead, please leave us a review. Connect with us on social media. And I would love to talk to you guys soon. Have a good one, y'all. See you next week. Thanks.